Today I want to share with you 5 strategies to live beyond fear. This is about being bold. But what is fear really? It's the idea in our minds that we aren't capable. It's the idea of rejection. It's the idea that people are judging us for being us and that we'll fail in front of other people, we'll let ourselves down, that it won't work. When we really break it down, it's coming from a place rooted in something that has no potential for growth. And what I found was, on my journey, was that really everything in life comes down to growth. Whether it's you're a business owner, whether it's a relationship that you're pursuing, whether it's financial status, wealth, health, well-being, it all comes down to growth and that constant pursuit and betterment of yourself through all these aspects, through spirituality, through health, through finances, through friendships, through relationships, through skills that we pick up and we hone and we sell our skills. Whether you work for a company or you work in a company or you have your own company, you're selling your skills. And so these skills can either get us forward or get us going backwards. And because of all the shows out there, all the trip ups, even stuff that happens in your childhood, the mind amplifies certain negative experiences and lets us be limited by them. So this is all about getting away from that and just cutting through that noise. Because else, what's going to happen? If nothing changes, you're going to get the same results. So the number one strategy, the first strategy I want to talk about with being bold and putting fear behind us, is just making sure that if you're sat there and you see that you're tense, you see that you've perhaps made a purchase and you're like, oh, should I have done that? Can we afford this? Can we go there? And you're, again, these thoughts stop dominating your mind and they start lowering your energetic vibration. They start lowering your posture and you're like, oh, and you get consumed with worry and you start behaving differently. So just notice and bring awareness to that fact that you're worrying that something's changed. And obviously worry, it is obvious. We know that worry can't change the thing we're worrying about. And also statistically, what we're worrying about is very unlikely to happen. 9 times out of 10, it doesn't happen. But that doesn't make it any less real. And it doesn't make it any less of a problem that it affects our physiological experience in the world and then affects how bold we are and what we do. So the first thing is to bring awareness to the fact that you're feeling it. Acknowledge those feelings that you're like, ugh, that expense that we just spent money on, was it worth it? Should I have done that? Can we afford it? What if I lose my job? What if I lose my income stream? What if my business venture doesn't work out? And as you play a bigger game, you're going to keep repeating this and get different stresses. If you've never bought a house before, it'll be stressful. There'll be things that you're unsure of. And so just knowing that and knowing yourself, you can give love to yourself. And by giving love to yourself, you're recognizing the value that you have. And you're saying, hey, hang on. I have self-worth. I have self-value. I value myself. I'm not going to let myself go down this rabbit hole and feel like this. I'm not going to let the thoughts in my mind dictate how I vibrate, dictate how I show up and be any less bold. And that's where you catch it. That's where you catch it. You catch it through self-awareness and self-love. And by doing that, you boost your confidence because you're saying, yeah, hang on. This isn't good enough for me. We don't do this. This is not our standard. And so you are rejecting fear whilst acknowledging its presence. You're rejecting to go down that pathway. And you're saying, this isn't for me. This isn't who we are. And when you do that, you're building a self-identity of a person that doesn't go down that pathway. And then a beautiful thing happens. Over time, you consistently practice that. It becomes you. And so no longer do you get the desire to give energy and thought and process and focus your energy towards those negative thoughts. And you recognize it and you step back and you go, hey, cool. Time to recenter. Time to level up. Time to change how we feel physiologically. Time to change those beliefs. And you start inserting thoughts that are the correct thoughts to have into your mind. You start getting around different material and saying, right, I'm going to read Think and Grow Rich. I'm going to put a positive YouTube video on and not just some wish-washy positivity, the person. You want to listen to the person. Okay, pick a couple of people and listen to their message on repeat because you want to be ingraining those messages so they're automatic, so you have automaticity, so that when this comes up, you're counteracting it with automaticity of these habits, and you're around this environment of possibility, of abundance, of anything is possible, of people who have done it, and they've quite literally proved it. So then you recognize, number two, you recognize that you are in control and that you can do something about this. And the quickest way to stop fear in its tracks is to take action. Because once we get into action, whether it's the right action or the wrong action, we're moving, we're progressing, we're expanding, we're growing. So growth doesn't always come with the pursuit of win, 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 win. We don't always get it right. That's not what growth is. We've got to tear the muscle to expand. Same thing in business and in life. We've got to make mistakes and have failures to expand, to learn, to get that experience. It's often the most experienced people that have the wisdom because they've been through it. They got the wisdom because they went through the hard times. They did the thing when they didn't feel like doing the thing. And because they chose to do it, they got that experience and that growth. And then they became who they are. So that was number two, is get into action mode. Number three, when we're in action mode, or who are we being? You've got to act like the person you want to become. Because again, we're reinforcing the self-image as a person who already has achieved what we want to achieve. So by becoming that person and acting as that person would, we adopt their beliefs, their thoughts, and their behaviors. And therefore, we start moving in flow and in abundance with that. We are on the same energetic vibration and level and frequency of that person. And so therefore, we start to attract those experiences, those opportunities to us through the decisions we are making, because we are taking action as that person. So remember, act as the person you want to become, and keeping in connection with yourself and asking yourself, what would this person do? How would they make a decision at this time? How would they focus on their breathing? What would their physiology be like? What would they be doing? Would they get down the gym right now? Would they go for a bike ride, a run? Would they interrupt this pattern of negative self-talk and sabotage? Because that's what it's really about. We want to interrupt the negativity and the sabotage, the way down that road that's going to take you off course. Because remember, the more you do this and the more you act as the person you're going to become in the present, you bring your goal towards you. And so you're reinforcing that to yourself, and your subconscious mind is going, hey, this is how we roll. So your subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between the person in the future and the person now. So that just gets accepted. And it has no choice but to accept that as being you. And therefore, slowly, the decisions, the boldness that you take, the actions that you take, the thoughts you think, the beliefs you have, all start to expand. And you adopt those beliefs of that person in the future because you brought them to yourself. So it's done. Number four. When you come from the place of it's done, you can let go of the need to control it. So this is hard to grasp, but basically with an abundant mindset and with someone that's taking bold action and doing the things necessary to go down that road, even though the fear might be there and they've recognized it, they're still traveling down that better road and choosing not to indulge those negative thoughts. When you come from the mindset of your goal already achieved, and you expect it, and you say, right, it's done, I'm 100% sure that this goal can be and has been achieved, right, that we can do it. When you come from that place, there's a lot of certainty. And in the certainty, you can let go of the worry and the need and the anxiousness and the, oh my goodness, what if it doesn't happen? And that kind of desire for it to kind of fizzle out. You're worried again, because then you're putting your focus back on, well, what if it doesn't happen? And you can start behaving, well, what if it does happen? What if it has happened? How will we be? What will it be? And you could start playing with that vision. And that's where you expand the vision. And the more you expand the vision of what you want as it being done, and you've let go of it, and you're not restricting it, you're not putting limitations on it, on how it could happen, when it could happen, all of those things, you're just allowing. By allowing, you're opening up. And by opening up, you're changing your physiology again. And that's where you start to manifest all this abundance and good in your life, because you're allowing it to flow in and you're recognizing the good when it comes. So you're grateful for it. So again, your frequency is going up. And then finally, look out for the signs. This is number five. Look out for the signs, because there will be signs and synchronicities, and these synchronicities will pop up as you start doing this. So the signs and synchronicities, just take them as acknowledgement from the universe that you're headed in the right direction. Like, they're all over the place. And the more you spot these synchronicities, the more you'll feel deeper conviction. And you'll be able to know that even though you might feel scared, worried, anxious, that you're on the right track, that you're doing the right thing, that you were doing the thing you're destined to do. And because you've got that desire inside of you and you're feeding that fire, it's going to build, and you can stay at that higher state and acting as the person you want to become, living on that level. So the signs and synchronicities will increase in frequency, and your ability to spot them will also be there because you'll have that abundant self-awareness. And so you're not closing off doors. You're actually opening up more doors, and your ability to spot opportunities and synchronicities and just act on them and be in the moment and be present and be fully engaged because you're not worried about what will happen and that it won't happen and too concerned about what's going on. You're just focused on taking action relentlessly without worrying about how you're coming across, who's judging you, what you're doing. You're in the moment. You're taking action very spiritually. It's very light. You're just there being bold and doing it. That's when it all comes together. So they're the five tips for overcoming fear and living a bold life. And I hope that helps.